wisdom is defining truth by God's terms, allowing God to define it for us, and then embracing it by faith in our life.
That was Dr. Doug McLaughlin, our speaker on Living Redemptively, a daily program featuring messages from God's Word designed to help you have an authentic walk with the living God. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota, and has also served as a Bible college and seminary professor, and has traveled around the world speaking at pastors and educators conferences. We invite you to join us now as Dr. Doug McLaughlin shares today's lesson.
The scripture teaches that we are the recipients of many tremendous blessings. It lists all kinds of such blessings. So Paul in these verses, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, is dealing with some of the precious blessings and gifts that God has given to us in the person of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I wonder if I might just enumerate in outline fashion for you here three of God's great gifts. The first thing that God gives to us is emancipation. First, there is emancipation. He says, in whom we have redemption, to be redeemed, that is through His blood. To be redeemed means to be emancipated. It means to be set free from a context of slavery, from a context of slavery to sin. There is emancipation. And then He says there is cancellation, the cancellation of a debt, and that's the meaning of the word forgiveness, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. And then when He has emancipated us and canceled our debt of sin, He gives us information because He knows that we need wisdom and insight by which to live this life. And so the Bible says He has abounded unto us in all wisdom and prudence, precisely what we need God gives to us. First, there is emancipation. This word redemption, it's a beautiful word in the New Testament. It describes an act of power by which a man who is bound up in his sins is extricated, is set free. He is emancipated. It always has in it the idea of a payment which releases a man from an obligation which otherwise he was bound to fulfill. That's what the word means. There's more to be said about that, but our time is short. There's a second gift. It's related and it's close, but there's a little different nuance or facet of significance to it. And that is, there's not only emancipation from the grip of sin, but there is cancellation from the debt or the guilt of sin. And I think that's what Paul means when he speaks about forgiveness there. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. In the ancient world, the world in which Paul lived, men were not only haunted by a sense of powerlessness to help themselves, they were in the grip of sin, and there was no help for them until Jesus came. They were not only haunted by a sense of powerlessness to help themselves, they were also haunted by a sense of sin and guilt. They were sin-laden. They were guilt-laden. They were conscious of their own sin, and they stood in terror of the gods that they worshiped. But Paul says that has all changed now. Paul argues that as a result of Christ's redemptive work on the cross, we can now possess not only emancipation from the grip of sin, but we can also possess cancellation of the debt or the guilt of sin. The work of Jesus Christ on the cross is so efficient, and it is so powerful, and God is so pleased with it, that all of those of us who will take refuge in that work by receiving Christ, God will be pleased with us. God is so pleased with Christ that He is pleased with all who take refuge in Christ. God so fully accepts what Christ did for us on the cross that He will fully accept any of us who will take refuge in that cross by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. The beautiful picture there is that Jesus Christ interposed Himself between God and me, between God and you. And He bore the brunt of God's wrath upon His own shoulders on the cross so that that wrath need never fall upon me. He bore my wrath. He bore my guilt. He bore it away. And now the scripture says, I stand forgiven in Christ. I tell you, it's a blessing to know that you're forgiven, that you stand ready for heaven through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's what that word forgiveness means. Cancellation of a debt. Aphesin is the Greek word. And it means literally to put into motion and send it away. It means The cancellation of a debt, it was a commercial term. It means dismissed. It was a legal term. It means set aside, no longer considered or taken into account. It means utterly ignored. It means absolutely irrelevant. Our sins, our guilt, our liability, our debt are put into motion and sent away when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Our debt is canceled. There may be somebody listening to my voice over the radio, and you've come with a heavy burden of guilt. That sense of sin and that dread of God. I want you to know that our Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He loves you as much as if you were the only person on earth to love. And that He died for you. He bore your guilt. He took your place. He became your substitute. He bore the righteous wrath of God in your place. And if you'll take refuge under that cross, the wrath of God, the brunt of God's wrath will never fall on you, and your debt will be canceled. You'll be fully forgiven, and you'll be made fit for heaven. It's one of the great gifts of God. Christian, you stand forgiven. One, emancipation. We're set free from the grip of sin. Two, cancellation. We're set free from the guilt of sin, the debt of sin. The third thing that God provides for us in this passage, there is information. That's another rich blessing. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. You know when a man has once experienced emancipation from the grip of sin? And when he has once experienced cancellation of the guilt of sin? Do you know what he needs at that point? At that point, he needs access to a growing and continuing body of information so that he might counteract the guile, the deceptiveness, the falsity, the darkness of sin. And that's exactly what God provides for us. So Paul says, he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. We've been set free from sin's grip. We've been set free from sin's guilt. But now we need daily wisdom. We need daily insight so that we can live over the daily influence of the evil one and of sin. And so the scripture says that God has abounded toward us in all wisdom and in all prudence. You know, God always gives lavishly. God is never stingy. God has never impoverished anyone who's ever become a Christian. Any person who has come humbly to the foot of the cross and received the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior has always and only been enriched, never impoverished. God abounds toward them in all kinds of things. And in this context, in all wisdom and prudence. That's a very powerful word. Parasuo is the word in the Greek New Testament to abound. It expresses the superabundance of God's giving. It describes an overflow as of a fountain from a deep and abundant well. Overflowing blessings come into the lives of those who humble themselves before Christ. What does he give in this overabundant way? The scripture says he gives to us wisdom and prudence. I don't think there's ever been an age in which men have so desperately needed this wisdom and prudence as right now. If we're to build our lives personally into all that God intended them to be, we need wisdom and prudence. If we're to strengthen our marriages, we need God's wisdom with respect to marriage. We need God's prudence with respect to marriage. If we're to strengthen our families, we need God's wisdom to raise our children in this complex age. We need God's prudence. If we're to strengthen our witness at work or in the world, if we're to strengthen this church, we need God's wisdom, God's prudence. And the scripture says God abounds to us in all wisdom and prudence. It's to be found in the principles of scripture, the indwelling work of the Holy Spirit as he speaks to our hearts through the pages of scripture. God's wisdom is accessible to us. What is wisdom and prudence? Very quickly, wisdom is sophia, Greek word. It means knowledge of the precious things. Prudence means knowledge of the practical things. God is a very practical God. Wisdom is sacred sense. Prudence is common sense. Wisdom is the ability to perceive truth as God perceives it. How do you perceive truth? You know, it's so critical that we learn to allow God to define terms for us. You know what truth is? Modern philosophy tells us truth is that which corresponds to reality. That's not true. Reality is relative, so far as man is concerned. Truth is not that which corresponds to reality. Truth is that which corresponds to the nature of God. Whatever God says, that's truth. Because reality comes by different definitions. What is reality? to a drug addict is not reality to you and me. What is reality to a humanist is not reality to a biblicist. Truth is that which conforms to the nature of God, and wisdom is defining truth by God's terms, allowing God to define it for us, and then embracing it by faith in our lives. That's wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to perceive truth as God perceives it. It is the capacity to see the great ultimate truths of eternity. Wisdom enables a man to see the things of time. That's where you and I live, in the sphere of time. We're prisoners of the time, space, matter continuum. Wisdom enables a man to see the things of time from the critical perspective of eternity, from God's viewpoint. It is sacred sense inducing a man never to move apart from a consideration of eternal principles. That's wisdom. Do you do that? Before you make a move in your own personal life, before you make any kind of a major move in your marriage, your family, your witness, or your church, you first consider the eternal principles of God. That's wisdom. But wisdom is complemented by prudence. Prudence, wisdom is knowledge of the precious things. Prudence is knowledge of the practical things. Prudence is the disposition of the mind which enables a man to judge what ought to be done and what ought not to be done. You know every one of us needs that? That's what we need every day of our lives. The disposition of the mind which enables a man to judge what ought to be done and what ought not to be done. It is sound or common sense which enables a man to meet and solve the practical problems of everyday life. That's what God gives to us. That's one of God's great gifts. The information that we need to live our lives abundantly, to live our lives successfully by God's definitions, to live our lives fruitfully, personally, in our marriages, in our families, in our witness to the world, and in this local church. He gives to us wisdom and prudence. There's never been an age which we so desperately needed. There may be someone listening to my voice bound by the clutches of sin. Can I say for you, there is emancipation. You can become redeemed. There may be someone listening to my voice and you've come under the heavy burden of the guilt of sin. I want you to know that that debt can be canceled through the finished work of Jesus Christ, and you can leave this place fully forgiven. There may be someone utterly confused in your mind, and you don't know what is right and what is wrong and which way to go and where is truth. And we want to declare to you that the truth is in Jesus and that God will abound to you in all wisdom and prudence if you'll trust Him, if you receive Him. It's one of God's great gifts. We who are Christians have already come to enjoy those gifts. Emancipation, freedom from the grip of sin. Cancellation, freedom from the guilt of sin. Information, freedom from the guile, the deception of sin.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Living Redemptively with Dr. Doug McLaughlin. Dr. McLaughlin served as the senior pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota. For more information on Fourth Baptist, visit their website at fourthbaptist.org. That's fourthbaptist.org. Living Redemptively is produced in partnership with Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. If you'd like to receive a copy of all the messages in this series, or if you have any questions about what you've heard, we invite you to contact Living Redemptively at P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam, 96921. That's P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam, 96921. Or call area code 671-477-6341, extension 360. That's area code 671-477-6341, extension 360. You can also download this program in a daily podcast. Learn more at hbcguam.net. That's hbcguam.net. Finally, if you'd like to email Living Redemptively, send email to khmg@hbcguam.net. Thank you for listening today, and be sure to tune in for the next edition of Living Redemptively, helping you to live an authentic Christian life.